ABC News.
Well, South Australia's parole board says community safety would be the top priority should serial killer Robert Wagner ever be considered for parole. Now, the 47-year-old is serving multiple life sentences without parole for his part in the Snowtown Bodies in the Barrels murders in the 1990s. He's now applying to the Supreme Court to fix a non-parole period, and if he succeeds, it could pave the way for his eventual release. The parole board's presiding member, Francis Nelson, says if Wagner does get the chance to apply for parole one day, his risk of re-offending would be one of many considerations.
The parole board doesn't release prisoners unless we believe they are not going to present a risk to the community. We take our job very seriously. It's a difficult thing predicting future behaviour, but we always have to do it when we make that decision because the safety of the community is the ultimate consideration.
ABC online reporter Andrew McGarry covered the original court proceedings for the Australian newspaper in Adelaide and has written a book on the murders. He joins us now. Andrew, good afternoon to you. This was a very large case. Take us back, for those who are coming to the story late, some of the details of what happened and how Robert Wagner figured in it all.
Good afternoon, Glenn. Well, look, I covered the case for the Australian newspaper back in the day in Adelaide. May 1999, police entered a disused bank in Snowtown, in the mid-north of South Australia, and they discovered in the vault of that bank barrels containing the bodies of six people in acid, essentially. And there were then four other bodies found elsewhere, so there was 12 bodies. In the end, a jury handed down guilty verdicts for murder relating to 11 of those bodies, and these people had been essentially, most of them had been tortured and killed, and in some cases their identification had been taken to access Centrelink payments. In other cases there were so-called voices from the dead, where the murderers basically recorded them making statements or repeating phrases which they edited into messages for the families of the victims to convince them they were still alive. This is quite a harrowing and notorious case. It's Australia's worst serial killings. There were four people arrested. John Bunting was the ringleader, and he was found guilty of 11 murders. Robert Wagner, who we're talking about here, was found pleaded guilty to 3 and was then found guilty at a trial of a further 7, so that makes 10 murders. And then a young man called James Lasakis pleaded guilty early on to 4 murders, and he then turned state's evidence, essentially, and was a key witness at the trial of Bunting and Wagner. Mm-hmm. And a fourth man, Mark Hayden, was sentenced for, he wasn't found guilty of any of the murders, but he was found guilty of assisting a number of the crimes.
All right, so a very horrific story indeed, and does explain the weighty nature of the sentence for Robert Wagner and the others. So how much of an impact do you think would today's news be having on the families of the victims? They've been through hell already, and now this.
Look, it's very unfortunate. I mean, we have to preface this by saying that the men have the right to apply for a non-parole period. Essentially, the original decision by the judge was there's no such thing as never to be released in South Australia. You can't say that, but the judge, Brian Martin, chose not to apply a non-parole period, so it was 11 life sentences and 10 life sentences. This was always kind of hanging over people, you know, even after the final sentences were handed down for all four men, there was always the prospect that down the track there would be hearings before a parole board or applications to hear, applications to see whether or not they could pass the parole board and be released. So I can't imagine what it must be like for those families who've had to live with this for the best part of 2 decades, and now for this to be coming up again. Mm. It's awful.
Do you think it could potentially also pave the way for the ringleader, John Bunting, to make a similar application?
It's interesting. Robert Wagner was the only one of the he was the only one to speak at the actual trial. They neither gave evidence, but he made a statement from the dock at his sentencing saying, you know, that pedophiles were doing awful things to children. The authorities weren't acting. He decided to take action. He took that action. That was basically all it was. About 20 words was all he said from the dock. And so it's, I suppose, in some senses, it's not out of the realms that he's the one who's making the application. I can't see Bunting making the same application, but it's still possible.
Okay. It's a remarkable story, and back in the news again today. Andrew McGarry, thanks for talking to us. ABC Online reporter who covered the original proceedings for the Australian newspaper in Adelaide and has written a book on those Snowtown murders.
ABC News.